Truth News Network. Lies, fake news, and spin. The Deception Dance. You need a fresh vaccine of the truth. TNN.
The Truth News Network.
And the doctor is in. Here's Dan Newman.
I'm here, and I'm glad you're here with us today for Tuesday's chapter of Truth News Network. Hello, everybody. I'm glad you joined us today. You probably, or maybe you have already read today's story. I've got to be honest with you about this. When I read a story that was published in The Atlantic, it made my blood boil. And if you haven't read the story with this podcast, many of you, most of you will agree. Here's what this writer claimed. Christians feel President Trump has failed them. It was an editorial published last week in The Atlantic, and it began with this. White conservative Christians who set aside the tenets of their faith to support Donald Trump are now left with little to show for it. The closest thing social conservatives and evangelical supporters of the president had to be a conversation stopper. When pressed about their support for a president who is so manifestly corrupt, cruel, mendacious, and psychologically unwell, was a simple phrase, but Gorsuch. His editorial struck me as odd, especially when it began with these assumptions and these insults. It's as if the writer has a perch in the heavens that provides him a clear vision of everything Donald Trump thinks, feels, says, and pierces the reality of his mental status. Now, I'm certain God could do that. I doubt a contributor at The Atlantic named Peter Wainer can. This thought also struck me. Who is this guy? How can the assumption of the thoughts of every social conservative be known to an editorialist? Did God author Wainer's column? I seriously doubt that. But what I know for certain is that true Christians, you know, those that pray daily, believe God's word is infallible, Jesus is the Son of God, he died for our sins, he rose from the dead, and points his followers to make right decisions on everything in their lives, are not single-issue voters. And to insinuate so reveals far more about the columnist than any of the targets of his story. I proudly number among the last category. Even with the political things in D.C. that don't exactly fit my picture of political perfection, I don't park my brain and its biological discernment ability on the church pew when I leave a service. Believe it or not, it goes everywhere with me. I assume, and I got to be honest with you, I am certain the same is true of other Christians. Wainer certainly didn't speak to very many of the 60-plus million Trump voters before pinning his missive. If he had, he would have heard a vastly different synopsis of Donald Trump's considerable accomplishments for not just Christians, but for all Americans. And that list is far too long to include here today. But you certainly can find a laundry list online of his accomplishments as president that'll take more than a few minutes to read and a day or so to digest. But Peter Wainer didn't do that. Or worse, he did so, take a look-see, and then ignored his findings. Why would any reputable journalist dismiss any critical information? The answer is wrapped in one word from the previous sentence. Reputable. It's far too common to believe that most print editorialists have inside information, which Wainer claims he possesses, that provides the truth of Trump's ineptitude that justifies their inclusion in his editorial. But facts, understanding facts, and making educated and realistic conclusions from facts are not necessary must-have elements in most print or broadcast reports today. Wainer simply confirms his membership in a class of journalists void of any concern for accuracy in their claims against this or any other president's abilities. What's sad is this writer, like many others, presumes to own an unfettered right to foist onto Americans his personal fodder disguised as truth. In reality, his claims are nothing more than leftist anti-Trump drivel. His doing so does enhance the animus held by many liberal minions against this president. Wehner justifies the absence in his piece of the opinions of specific Christians that he purports to know. That is a classic example of leftist journalism today. Bait and switch. Wehner chose to use his support for his premise a recent Supreme Court case, Bostock versus Clayton County, Georgia. In that case, decided in mid-June, in which the majority opinion, written by Justice Neil Gorsuch, protected gay and transgender individuals from workplace discrimination, handing the LGBTQ movement a historic victory. Wehner maintained that Gorsuch's doing so was, quote, a crushing blow for the religious right, and it must have dawned on more than a few of Trump's evangelical supporters that if Hillary Clinton had won the presidency, the outcome of the case would have been the same. The only difference is that the margin probably would have been 7-2. How callous, how brazen, how demeaning of Christians. Wehner, throughout his piece, used broad, sweeping assumptions about Trump's evangelical supporters and what they feel about that in any other case. Why was that case's outcome so earth-shattering for Christians? I'll assume here and say Wehner certainly did not ask any evangelical Trump supporter, certainly not me or anyone I know, how big a blow it was to their dream for this perfect president to appoint a justice that ruled differently on this or any other issue, which rebuffs the president's wishes. What other justification could any writer possess for their total denigration of the political appetites of 60 million voters? The truth is that Wehner, no other columnist at any newspaper, no broadcast journalist, no blogger, no podcaster, could possibly know the minds or hearts of any American without spending a massive amount of time conversing with not just one or two social conservatives, but with a few million of them. And in this case, I guarantee you that didn't happen. Wehner did quote a conservative blogger named Rod Dreher, although Wehner never spoke to Dreher, claiming Dreher stated this, "True, they, the Supreme Court, have blocked some bad things over the years. That's not nothing. But I think we've always known the judges are the real deal here." And Dreher continued, "Every institution, the media, academia, corporations, and others, are against us on gay and transgender rights, and GOP lawmakers are gutless. The only hope we had was that federal judges would protect the status quo. And now, that's gone," he said. If Dreher really did say that, he, in doing so, was nothing more than a conservative American who, through a single SCOTUS decision, was disappointed to not receive his desired outcome. No doubt many conservatives were too disappointed in that decision. Pardon me for assuming once again, but it's my opinion that few, if any, American feels it is possible for a majority of the justices to vote in support of conservative causes in every case that comes before them. Wehner apparently feels that because of what Dreher stated after the decision, bashed the hopes of every Christian for this president to produce everything attempted during his presidency. Wehner must think that all Christians are single-issue voters. Nothing could be further from the truth. Without exhaustively recounting Trump's wins for Americans, consider just a few. Massive tax cuts for individuals and corporations. The rollback of dozens of onerous regulations on energy companies and other major corporations that incentivized previously vapid expansions. The hiring of millions of new workers and bringing manufacturers back to the U.S., something that his predecessor said was gone forever, manufacturing, and it would never return. Undeniably, massive new employment, plunging unemployment rates with the largest number of African Americans to work than ever. The highest labor participation rate in history. Median household income is today the highest ever. Regarding that Christian single issue that Wehner claims is all that matters, Trump gave the biggest blow to Planned Parenthood in the last three decades. His terror threats forced Mexico to stem the flow of illegals through the U.S. southern border. He ordered the strike that killed Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, who had personally ordered the killings of hundreds of Americans. He continues to appoint a record number of conservative judges to federal courts across the nation. 200 of those he nominated have been confirmed and are at work today. We could stop there, and we will, but there are hundreds of others. It's easy to conclude from facts without any assumptions that this president has done much more for Americans than just appointing two conservative justices to the Supreme Court. Do you think Wehner really believes that Christians don't care about all of this? Or does he truly think that millions of those who put Trump in the White House are turning away just because a Supreme Court ruling on a single case didn't go their way? To believe that requires the belief that Christian conservatives are too simple, single-minded, and blind to the issues that matter to every American. And all of those wins by this administration dwarf those from his predecessor's 8-year reign at the top. The only thing proven in Wehner's column is that leftist members of the media really are blind to the realities of the issues important to Christians. Abortion and LGBTQ issues are certainly important to them, but a call by the court that goes the wrong way is certainly not an end-all. Trump's accomplishments in total are monumental when compared to the accomplishments of the last three presidents combined. After my response to Mr. Wehner, one question popped into my mind. Does he, or does any other writer, maintain that they actually represent the political hopes of Christian Americans? You know what? I think he really thinks he does. That alone explains his conclusions reached sufficient to pen this column of his. He produced fruit from the poison tree in writing what he wrote. And in this case, the tree from which originated the fruit he described is the tree of bias, partisan elitism, and leftist ideology. That tree is certainly not embraced by any Christian I know. It's certain that Wehner, if honest, would agree. The magic word there, if honest. You'll be shocked to learn that Peter Wehner is a vice president and senior fellow at the... Now listen to this. He works at the Ethics and Public Policy Center. Ethics. In case you didn't know, ethics is defined as the rule of conduct recognized in respect to a particular class of human actions. You know, like voting for somebody. After digesting Wehner's assault on this president and conservative Christians, he destroys what that institution stands for. But that's common for leftist members of the media. Truth is valuable to them only when it feeds specific political narratives. And in this case, Wehner failed. Now let me tell you what you can do. I've piqued your interest by analyzing a story that you probably haven't read yet. So I'm going to do this. At the bottom of this story, at truthnewsnet.org, on the website, I'm going to place a link so that you can download that complete story and read all his political fodder for yourself. I promise you, it will. I started to say the nasty phrase, I won't. It'll really make you mad. What'll make you madder is that a lot of people feel the way that he expressed his thoughts in that story. And that's sad. Hey, that's a wrap for today. Don't forget at 9 o'clock this morning, 9 Central, we'll be live at truthnewsnet.org with TNN Live. How do you get to it? There's a banner at the top of this story on the right side. A blue horizontal banner at 9 sharp. You can click on that banner. It'll take you right to the streaming broadcast, a live radio broadcast. You can call in toll free anytime during the show to ask questions, to express your opinions, to make suggestions. In fact, we consider not just this website, but we consider the streaming radio show yours. And if you want to hear something, if you want to say something, feel free to do so. I hope you can join us at 9. If you can't, we'll see you tomorrow. Right here, same time, same place. TruthNewsNet.org. Have a great day, folks. And remember this, at Truth News Network, we really love you.
In a world gone mad, telling the truth is a bold move. Your anchor in this sea of chaos is TNN.